Thank you. Bless you, Lord. Amen. Certainly it's good to be in the house of the Lord again. Certainly it's good to be in the living this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad we're not in a dead church. Don't serve a dead God.
Amen.
We've got a God that's very much alive. We read about it this morning, how He went and made intercession for me and you. Amen. It's at the right hand of the Father today making intercession for me and you. And I tell you what, just like we sung, I believe everybody in the house today has got something to be thankful for.
That's right.
Amen. Pretty sad that Thanksgiving only comes one time a year. Amen. A couple more months. But I believe we need to be thankful every day. Amen. The Bible says rejoice always. Amen. Be glad and rejoice. Amen. What's on my heart just come to me just a couple minutes ago. Relates close to the back. If you got your Bibles, turn to Psalms 103. Very familiar scripture. And I tell you what, David wanted to praise the Lord. Amen. He was all about giving the Lord praise. Bible says in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Amen.
David had something to bless the Lord for. Amen. He had something to praise God for. Amen. Many things David had went through in his life, amen, that God had brought him through. No man or mortal could have brought him through. Amen. Hey, when he was on the battle against Goliath out there in the Philistines, amen, we see that even the armies of Israel could not defy. Amen. That man that was a giant of a man named Goliath. Amen. But David, went against him with the Lord on his side. Amen. He said many times, he said in Psalms, amen, if it had not been for the Lord, he was on our side. The enemy had swallowed us up quick. I'm telling you what, the enemy is out there today, roaring and deceiving who he can deceive. Amen. And trying to bring people down. Amen. Trying to get the Christian church to come down to his level. But I tell you what, hey, if we be like Peter and be sober and be vigilant, we'll see that old devil coming. And we can submit ourselves to the Lord, amen, and resist him.
That's right.
And he'll have to flee.
Amen.
Amen. David had overcome many things. Amen. It was from the Lord that he was able to defeat Goliath. Amen. He went up there with Goliath, had a sword, he had a shield, he had a spear, he had things, he had armor all over him. Amen. There wasn't hardly any place that could have penetrated him. Amen. And he went against the armies of Israel. And we find that David was just a little old shepherd boy out there keeping the flock of his father. Amen. And he finds out, as he comes down there, he hears old Goliath challenging Israel. Amen. Challenging very God himself. And he begins to have something inside him stir up. And he begins to tell his brothers and the people there, is there not a cause?
That's right.
Still a cause. Amen. We may see the Christian church getting beat down on every side, but I tell you what, people, there's still a cause.
Amen.
There's still a reason to fight. Amen. Hey, Jesus didn't back down on his responsibilities, his duties. He went all the way to the cross.
Amen.
The Bible says it's going to be the same for me as you. He that endureth to the end shall be saved.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. David heard Goliath over there shouting against the enemies of against Israel. Amen. He began to talk about that and think about himself within himself about how he defied the armies of Israel.
Amen.
And he was the only one that stepped forward, amen. To say, I'm going to go fight.
Amen.
I'm going to go fight. And they began to make fun of him, mock him, saying, you're just a little run of the family. Go back and tend your sheep. Amen. He finally got to a hold of Saul, the king over there, and began to tell him, you know, there was a lion over there coming after the sheep. Amen. And there was a bear over there coming after the sheep. When I grabbed that lion by his beard, and I killed both the bear and the lion with my bare hand.
Yes. Bless the Lord.
They began to put the armor on him, and the armor just did not fit.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Jerry's armor won't fit me.
That's right.
Brother Caleb's armor won't fit me.
That's right.
Amen. I've got something that the Lord wants me to do. Amen. I've got to put on my cross and carry my armor of God. Amen. And then we can fight against the enemy. Amen. Amen. David, he said this armor's not going to fit. He put it aside. He went down to the old creek side, gathered in five smooth stones. Amen. Took his sling he was used to using out there trying to, protect the sheep. Began it said that they met, there was in the valley in between them, That means David had to go down and come up against the enemy on the other side. The enemy had the advantage, strategically, but I tell you what, those that are for God, if God be for you, who's going to be against you?
Amen. That's right.
David had God on his side. I wouldn't care if the whole mountainside would belong to Goliath. Amen. God owns the mountain there.
Yeah, that's right.
And he come up against him. He said, "You come up against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord."
Amen. Right.
The little Isaac song says, "I come in the name of the Lord."
Yeah.
Amen. And Goliath that day met his match. Amen. A little old shepherd boy with one stone.
Yeah.
First time, amen, God directed that stone. Amen. And it sunk in his forehead and he fell.
Bless him.
Yeah. Amen. Just to make sure David got his own sword, Goliath's sword, and chopped his head off. Brought it to the city. Said, "Look what God has done to his enemies." Amen. I'm glad David had been brought through many things, Caleb.
Yeah.
Amen. The same king, amen, that gave him the armor and told him to go out there and fight the Philistine. Hey, that same king went against David, amen.
Yeah.
He threw spears and javelins at him, trying to nail him to the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. He across country, across land, amen, to try to find David and try to dispose of him.
Yeah.
Even one time he was in a cave, and David just happened to be in that cave. David could have took his life that day. He said, "Far be it from me to touch the Lord's anointing." Amen. See, God was still on Saul, and David knew better than to come against God, the one who had delivered him out of the hands of the Philistine, out of the hands of the bear and the lion. I'm telling you what, David had a lot to be thankful for.
That's right.
Amen. I believe he could have sung way back in those days, "I've got so much to thank you for."
Amen.
You may have got so much to thank God for.
Bless the Lord.
As we read in Sunday school this morning, the sacrifice that was made, amen, so that you and I could be reconciled to God.
Amen.
We could have access to heaven again.
Yeah.
Amen.
What a great sacrifice. God made himself just like man, a little lower than the angels whom he created, so that he could come to this earth and taste death for every single man and woman born girl. Amen. That gave up everything he had so that we could have and inherit eternal life. Amen. What a sacrifice that was. Amen. David. Amen. Jesus came from the line of David. Amen. Amen. And it was a wonderful thing that David made. I don't know if he knew it or not, but David could say today, "I'm thankful, amen, that I've got to be a part of the lineage of salvation."
Right.
I'm glad today that God, amen, has blessed us so much as he has.
Amen.
So many more things. The Bible said, John said that there's so many more things that Jesus did. Amen. That if they were to be written in books, they couldn't even contain, the whole world couldn't contain the books that were written in.
Yeah.
Amen. Look what awaits us. Amen. We get to the other side. Amen. Volumes and volumes of wonderful things that can't even be put down in the language of man.
Amen.
Our mind can't even perceive what's going to be like.
Amen.
We look, all we can see on this side is the graveyard. All we can see on this side is the evidence of sin, amen, in this world. Hey, that has taken the lives of so many people, amen, because by sin, death came on the world.
That's right.
Amen.
On this side of heaven, that's all we can see, except for what the Lord reveals to us through the Spirit. I'm telling you what, our eyes one day is going to shed those earthly scales, fall from the human. We're going to have a great new body.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to be able to run. We're going to be able to walk. We're going to be able to not be weary. Amen. We'll be able to be like him. When you see him, we'll be like as he is.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. We've got so much to thank the Lord for.
Yeah.
David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Amen. I've done told you about how he delivered him from Goliath. I've told you how he delivered him from Saul, but look what he goes on to say. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits."
Yeah, right.
Besides all the things that God had done for him, there's even more.
Right.
"Who forgiveth all thy iniquity." "Who healeth all thy diseases."
Yes, amen.
"Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." "Who crowneth thee with loving kindnesses and tender mercies." "Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Verse 8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, that we remember that we are dust."
That's right.
Amen. I'm glad God knows the situation of every man, woman, boy, child in this place today. He knows that we're dust. He knows that that's where we came from. That's what we're going to return to. He knows that we're frail and fragile humans. Amen. We're living to live and deal with this flesh. But as we learned today in Hebrews, amen, 2:18. Hey, in that He Himself hath tempted, He has been able to succor them that are tempted. Amen. That means to help, provide aid, and relieve. Yeah. Amen. If you're experiencing temptation today, if you're experiencing a battle, amen, that you can't fight and you can't win, I'm telling you right now, God is able to succor you.
That's right.
He's able to help. He's able to send an emergency relief.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm glad for that today. Would y'all stand with me this morning?
Yeah.
Got a lot to thank the Lord for.
Yeah,
amen. Come on, Brother David, and get us a song. I tell you what, it may be a short message, but I tell you what, amen, sometimes that's all it takes. Amen.
Yeah.
So, that's the word that God wants to get out. Amen. Today there ain't no time to waste. Amen. There's no day like the present. Amen. To come and give your heart to the Lord if that's what needs to happen. Come and get aid and relief. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
As He sings this morning.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen. What a friend. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities. If you have some iniquities, you have some sins, some secret sins in your life you need to forgive
from.
You got some kind of bodily illness or something that's bothering you and you're troubling your flesh. The Bible says He heals all your diseases.